90.5.
Welcome back to the Power Up Show with Mia and Paul. It's just turned 24 minutes past 6 o'clock on Thursday the 26th of September. And now, after the LinkedIn ninja, we have a Google partner, a Google guru. But to us, basically, he's a welcome back to Power Up Show. He is a winner. He is a grinner. His name's Tony Skinner. Welcome back, Tony.
Well, good evening.
Tony, I would like to. I think we need to correct something. Paul's calling you a winner, a grinner, but the truth is, isn't it a winner and a sinner? And his name is Tony Skinner.
Well, I just changed it to be more realistic to what Tony delivers.
And it's quite funny because after the show, considering the time, I'm going to go and have a chicken dinner.
So. I love it.
Oh, Tony, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you. I mean, there's very few people that can say they've got a Google partner / Google guru on speed dial, but here at the Power Up Show, that's exactly what we have. And for us, that means that we really get an insight into what Google's doing before the rest of the crowd. So do you just want to talk to us a little bit about a couple of things that are coming up with Google?
Well, yeah, that's quite apt because Google had an update yesterday, what they call a significant core update. They only announce it when they're getting significant updates. So,
What's a significant update? I feel like,
exactly. Same here. I need education on this.
So, Google updates pretty much 365 times a year. So, they're little tweaks and whatever. A few times a year, they have major core updates. In the past, there have been things like changing how many links you can have. There used to be things people from overseas would say, we can get you 500 links for $500. That's all been cracked on over the years. So it's a major update. We don't know what the impact is yet. It may be a big impact. It may not be a big impact. I haven't seen any changes with my clients yet.
Yep.
So we are a little bit slower than the States with those sort of things. But I thought, well, what people can do, they can, there is a general guidelines, search quality evaluator guidelines, and that's 167 pages.
So just go back a step. When you say search quality and the links and the number of links, I think maybe you might just have to rewind a little bit on that, because for those of us who don't know, I actually have some idea about what you're talking about, but I would guess there's a number of listeners out there that don't. And when I say have a little bit of...
Mia sees my hand go up, Tony.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so basically what it is that links, if you think about links as votes, okay?
Yep.
So if you have votes, say you're a real company, you have 10 people voting by linking to you, and say, for example, you got a link from a university or a government website that has a ranking value of 50 out of 100, it's just a round number, compared, and that's a good one. So Google go, you've got a great vote there, so we will give you credit for that vote. But if you've got 50 votes at a value of 1, that does not make 50 votes.
So it's building a website that's got integrity. So anything you're doing on the website is relevant, is of value, and you're working with organizations that have high integrity and ranked well in Google already. So that's the strength of it. Okay.
Exactly. And that's what Google's looking for. So always building websites with good, relevant, quality content that people are looking for. And being consistent about doing updates to that is what's going to help you. And that's all that you really need to do. The problem is there's so many other factors. And like I say, this other document that's got 167 pages is pretty dense.
So in terms of the Google update, then let's take that step back again. So you said there's a significant Google update coming up. So what would that update then be if it's around links?
No idea.
Okay.
We don't know.
Hurry up and wait.
What Google's focus is, and sometimes it can take several months before people figure out what Google's focus is. They do not tell you. They do not confirm. You jump onto Twitter, various channels on Twitter, and everybody in the industry talks and goes, okay, well, these are the numbers. The other thing is that in Australia, we are small. So I generally have to wait for things to happen in America because they've got massive amounts of data where we
don't. And it's interesting, actually, going back to what you said at the start there as well, Tony, how, you know, Google basically, so it sounds like, you know, in terms of the functionality, it sounds like parts of it are actually almost a case of led out of the US and they follow to other countries. And I guess probably Australia maybe is further down the list in terms of when these changes come through.
Exactly. I went to a conference in New York a couple of years ago, and I did that because I wanted to see what the future is for search in Australia in a couple of years' time or whatever. And I just wanted to confirm I was heading in the right direction and what have you. And then, of course, there's Google Ads, which has changed. They've changed a lot in Google Ads. So what used to be known as Exact Match, which is radio show, people type in radio show, you show up and for nothing else, they've changed that as well. So when someone looking for a radio show, maybe looking for radio show 90.5, so that's relevant. And we're going, well, so, at the end of the day, I always think that Google makes all these changes so they can make more money.
Isn't it amazing that might happen?
It's interesting, Tony, because when I make changes, it's also so I can increase prices and make more money. And that's for the simple reason that Woolworths don't like it when I run out of the store and I don't pay.
Exactly. So what can happen is that, to follow that through, people are running out of the store, and not paying their dues to be found properly by Google. And then people are tricking the algorithm, because it is an algorithm, it's a mathematical formula. So you can understand some of the things in the mathematical formula, and it takes time for Google to understand that people are tricking the system, and they go, right, well, we don't like what you're doing.
Now we have another update.
We're going to have an update,
Tony, when we come back, what we really want to talk to you about is the Google, as if Google's an entity. The Google. Like my mother would say, the Google. I want to talk to you about Google and podcasts and what Google are doing with podcasts. So we're going to go and clear off some ads and some music. And when we come back, we'll have Tony Skinner, our official Google partner and Google guru, talking to us a little bit about podcasts and what it means to be in the podcast arena and Google in 2019.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back with Tony in about 10 minutes. So you're listening to The Power Up Show with Mia and Paul on a live 90.5.
We have the Google guru / partner Tony Skinner still on the line. Tony, thanks for standing by for us.
No worries. Glad to be here.
Now, Tony, an interesting thing that's just come out on Google is podcasts. Now, podcasts in itself are not unique. In fact, I would hesitate to guess, and I probably should have done my research on this, but we have a research amnesty on the show. We just make blanket statements and assume they're true. But I would venture a guess to say that podcasts are probably one of those medias that are on the up and up.
They certainly are. And I mean, you're right about podcasts themselves are not new. They come about because of the word iPod and iPod broadcast.
Really?
I've lost the words there, Tony. It's like I'm educated yet again by you.
Yeah, it's a bad habit of mine, but what do you do?
So it's iPod and
broadcast.
There you go.
Podcast. Wow, okay. Let's pretend we knew that. Yes, Paul and I were well over that.
Clearly not.
So what it is that, podcasts have been around for a long time. Using them for a business purpose is still fairly new. But there are lots of advantages and lots of reasons why businesses want to do that. And creating brand awareness and establishing authority is certainly a key one. And I'd certainly say that, in the current market, there are hardly any podcasts from Australia. They are predominantly America.
And when you say that there's hardly any, is that just percentage-wise? Because, I mean, there are thousands of podcasts out there, and it does seem that there's a lot of Australian podcasts out there. But I suppose for us, it's because we're in Australia, so we tend to see that there's Australian podcasts versus what the percentage really is.
Yeah, exactly. So what's happening, and this is new, so how you optimize and do different things in relation to that, well, if you've got someone that's used to optimizing, then that will help you. It's still fairly new. And in any new market, those who get in first will gain the most.
So when you say we're getting in first, what are we doing?
Right. So what you do is that to set up a podcast, you've got to have content, so you've got to record some episodes. And then once you've recorded the episodes, just like you do here on the radio station, record some episodes, put it on a hosting platform, and then distribute it through Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the biggest barrier for people to starting a podcast is, how do I do it? Yeah, and it's like anything, especially anything that's new, people are just reluctant because they're going, well, how do I start? How do I do it? So I've got a guide to do it on my website, or you know, there are companies out there that can help you to do it. So it really depends on how much time you want to spend on it, because you can spend a lot of time setting it up and then getting it wrong. You can spend a lot of time setting it up and not continuing with it, or you can just go, you know what, there's somebody out there that can do it for me, just get it done and keep going forward. And the good thing is, earlier I was talking about getting new content onto your website.
Yeah.
This is an awesome way to do that.
Fantastic. Tony, just step back 1 second. Did you say that there's information on your website that's going to be able to help people to do this
there
as well?
There is. So there's a guide on my website, How to Start a Podcast. It's quite lengthy because there's a lot involved.
And just can you just let us know what your website is for our listeners, please?
Thank you for asking. So it's Clicks, C-L-I-C-K-S, for profits, F-O-R-P-R-O-F-I-T, clicksforprofits.com.au. Just jump onto the site and you'll be up. A little window will pop up. Just give us your details and we'll send you the information.
Brilliant. That's a great free gift.
It's a free gift. I love giving.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic, Tony. Thank you.
Tony, now we do have to ask you, we actually haven't asked you this question, so I mean there's only 12,000 listeners, so no pressure. Feel free to say no, but you'll be letting all of us down, not just Paul and I. And the question is, while you say that Google doesn't make a lot of changes often, when they do make it, it catches people unaware. But more importantly, there's a lot more to Google than meets the eye. And for very many of us, we're not actually aware of doing it, of what Google's doing. So could we ask you to become our official Google guru and come on the show once a month and just give us some updates as to what we should be doing?
Happy to do that.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah. No pressure.
It doesn't change that often. Look, you know what? I could almost do once a week and I'm offering that.
I heard he was offering that. Did you hear that?
No.
I think it's down to us. I think we're out there to negotiate now. It's all good.
So I think once a month is great because things do change. Like I say, just literally yesterday, and in fact, I was on the front page yesterday for Podcast Producer Sydney. I'm now on page 2, and I'll probably get back. But so Google is playing games with me.
You're educating people and they're bumping you back.
Well, I hope that's not what's happening.
Yeah, we know, Tony, I know you'll figure a way. You'll make it happen because you always do.
I'm confident that I'll be back because in looking at it, I can see why I should be back. So that's easy. Yeah, happy to do that. I mean, you know, if you've got any questions that listeners want to send in,
We do have one question, but you did answer that. That is the website to get the free podcast from, which is clicksforprofit.com.au. Pop-up will come. You can just fill in your details, Rick, and you'll be able to get the document from Tony. So thank you for that, Tony.
It probably doesn't help the fact that we didn't give out the text number earlier in the show. So until next time, Tony, we'll promise we'll give the text number out. Somewhere. This is already not off by heart anyway, but I just realised we didn't give that out, did we?
Thankfully, Rick knew it, so he got hold of us pretty quickly. Right. Was on it, yeah.
Okay, look, that's fine. No questions is easier for me, I guess.
There'll be plenty next time, don't worry. We'll fire them up, we'll get everybody ready, and we'll advertise the number several times. So,
beautiful. Thank you, Tony, so much. We'll have you back in the next month's time as our official Google partner/guru, and we'll really delve into the world that is Google and very much a big part of all of our lives.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks,
fantastic. Thank you so much, Tony Skinner, for joining us for Clicks of Profit again on the Power Up Show this evening. You're listening to the Power Up Show with Mir and Paul on Live 90.5.